Well, I could have been sick, I could have died, I could have given up and I tried to make it to tomorrow like a broken hearted lover. But there was a brand new start. Suddenly I was taken. News in faraway places, and the music I was singing, it was a whole new race. When I woke on that first day, there was nothing I could say. I was in the hands of angels. Johnny and the governor came and brought me to my senses. They made me feel just like a king, made me lose all my bad defense. And they knew all places I needed to go, and all of the people I needed to know. They knew who I needed and who needed me, and who would come help me, and who would just let me be.
Oh, that was nice and soothing, wasn't it?
Well, it's my name's Mike, and this is the Rock Sock Radio on Mondays. I got with me Dave, the elementary school Brankin.
Maybe we should explain that reference.
back home in Vancouver, Canada, I have an elementary school about two blocks from my house called David Brankin Elementary. So
indeed, I have nothing to do with it.
So he says. Yeah, so we're here to bring you some rock and roll on this Monday evening. So to start off, I think we got a song by Wilco.
We do. We're gonna fashion it in terms of the homeland. We're gonna play quite a few numbers from Mike's homeland of Canada.
Yeah, this is gonna be a Canadian Monday on December 13th in St. Andrews. So here comes a little bit of Wilco, and I hope you enjoy it.
This is Monday.
I'm having some minor problems. There should be it now. Sorry about that.
On a tour of Japan.
And that's Wilco with Monday off of the Being There record, which is from back in the 90s, if I'm right.
Wilco of Chicago, Illinois.
Right, Chicago.
Hey, Dave, who else is from Chicago?
Well, that would be me, Mike.
No, not you, Dave.
Well, at any rate, yeah, Chicago just dumped with a bunch of snow pretty recently, and looks like the case is going to be quite the same here in St. Andrews.
Just washed the last bits away, and now we're going to get another dumping, according to the forecast. Although, since I've been here, I think the forecast has been right maybe all of three times. So. we've been on for, 5 minutes, and we're already receiving some love via the buzz box from Laura the Junkin, Jenny the Henny. We got Fiona and Jill, and Wilf Wilson.
Wilf Wilson. Hello.
Man, we are the most popular... popular one-night stand DJs in St. Andrews.
It's feeling okay.
It's very touching.
But, right, so yeah. But I'm hoping all of those folks can make it out of here in time for their holiday endeavors as we consider the
buses
snow.
And trains grind to a halt as soon as the single flake touches ground.
Yeah, very true. Well, from here on in, we're going to start pushing off on some more Canadian rock tunes for you guys.
Yeah, we got Tokyo Police Club coming up, I do believe. It's a short one, but it... it makes me bounce, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's go.
Alexis on Fire. Fantastic.
Well, Mike, you know, Chicago and Vancouver have something in common then, and that's, you know, bidding for the Olympics.
Bidding, and who, may I ask, Dave?
Well, I think there's a difference in the degree of victory that each experienced. As in, the Olympics will not be coming to Chicago.
No, they won't.
What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a crazy time. It was a nonstop party. The streets were packed the entire time the Olympics were going on. It was great. And they had free concerts, and Alexis on Fire, who you just heard, did a free concert, and they got about a song and a half in before the crowd broke the fence that the government had just spent a couple $1 million.
Yeah, well, I mean,
building.
Speaking of, I mean, all I remember was the torch breaking, and I remember a very
yes.
very unhappy Wayne Gretzky actually just being driven through the streets of Vancouver in a pickup truck being chased by all kinds of Canadians.
It did seem kind of strangely put together.
It was.
No sort of security. With old Wayne, he can take care of himself. He's a hockey player.
Yeah, those Canadians are tough. And so we're going to keep on moving on with some more...
A little more Canadian tunes for you. The Tea Party. I saw these guys when I was about 15 years old, and they blew me away. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
You stay silent, knowing always in time. See how this love stays divine. See how this love stays divine. You stay silent, knowing always in time. This love stays divine. See how this love stays divine. Sleep here, hoping, knowing, always in time. See how this love stays divine. This love stays divine. This is the way step inside. Remember
All right, now we're moving right along to I'm Mother Earth, another Canadian rock band. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Laura, Jenny, Henny, Fiona, and Jill write, wonderfully festive sounds there to aid the Christmas dinner digestion. Oh, we have marshmallows and sweet potatoes. Not to make you jealous, stuck in there in that wee cold studio. What do you say to that, gentlemen?
Oh, the cold studio, there's some fantastic mood lighting going on in this place.
It's called no lighting.
We got a string of Christmas lights illuminating this place. It's a little dim. And, sweet potatoes, that kind of sounds amazing. There better be some leftovers or I'll be fairly unhappy.
Yeah, that's all on the way to the studio, I hear.
Yeah.
As well, for the Christmas season, Arcade Fire made a stop in Glasgow yesterday, and that was a big event for the area. That was the last stop on their European tour, and I managed to find my way into that crowd yesterday. And they're a pretty big Canadian band now.
Yeah, you're a lucky man.
Yeah, it was quite the crowd. It was packed, full capacity at the SECC.
So good. That band has eluded me. They've come to Vancouver 4 times since I've wanted to see them. And every time I miss it. And now I come here halfway across the world and I miss them again.
Well, right. And I was with our Swedish friend Oscar, who is a regular on the radio here with his show Us Folk, which is excellent. And he's seen them 4 times.
So 4?
I don't know how that makes you feel. Couldn't tell you how often inadequate. They end up in Stockholm, but they ended up there. At any rate, this song was a so-called Scottish battle song, and I believe they closed their set with it last night. So this is Arcade Fire with Wake Up.
Pixies. That's a little more rock sock than what the rest of the songs have been, I think.
Yeah, we have our producer in here is a member of the rock sock community and informing us that we're a little unusual yeah, for
a little more laid back, you know.
This Monday night
but
program.
It's the tone I like to take on a Monday night, kind of lay back,
start the week off easy. It's winter, you know. You never know what people are doing. They might be sitting by fires. They might be lighting fires. Maybe some of them want a little bit of a harder tune, but, you know.
Lighting fires in the streets. I like to picture people sitting in front of a fire on a nice, you know,
certainly more. It's certainly
smoking
cozy.
Smoking jacket.
It's certainly cozy.
Definitely cozy.
But at any rate, tell us about these next guys, Mike.
Next guys, Mother. I saw these guys for free at the Olympics as well. Put on a fantastic show. Not particularly a rock sock in the tone of the music, but you listen to the lyrics and it's very rock sock.
That's right, because we're all about attitude here. Here's Mother.
Yeah.
Reckless Wrecking Ball. So good. That one, that particular tune, goes out to Laura Junkin, who I can actually hear in my head is screaming at the top of her lungs right now. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
It's nice to make people happy.
Well, we're going to continue on with our Canadian theme here and maybe make a little bit of a synthesis. We've got some New Pornographers lined up there, and the front man of the New Pornographers. Now, he is Canadian, but I think he and his wife have a maple syrup farm in northern New York, if I'm right.
It does not get any more Canadian than
that. No, it really doesn't. Farm. That's pretty. It's in his blood at that point. Yeah, I think. Yeah. It's maple syrup.
Bringing some blood. Canada across the border.
That's very good. So that's right. So we'll have some Collective Soul and then New Pornographers right now.
Put your hands. rising death and it is shaking. Take your gift for accident, for granted and skin tight. Pull the strings that lit this thing you pushed with all your might. Perfect waiting. You can only cover so much territory, of course. Melting carols at the sun about the things you've lost. Put your hands together for the cause and cure is calling. Put your hands together for the silver bullet falling.
New Pornographers bringing maple syrup to Americans down across the border. Very altruistic.
So, just for the record, as the producer here, I would like to ban Wilf Wilson from ever making another suggestion to Rock Sock ever. Yes. He actually just requested Babylon by David Gray in a Rock Sock session. I know that we are not playing the most hardcore of music, but I think Babylon is just taking it a step too far. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one Welshman that's going to have a hard time making it this far north, at least to this studio anyway, so speaking of borders. We've just got a few more left then, Mike. What's coming next on the playlist?
The next one's Thornley, the former lead singer of a band called Big Wreck. Not that I expect anyone to have heard of Big Wreck, because they're also Canadian, but he went solo, and he kind of brought a harder edge to his music, which I thought was kind of cool, and a little more suiting to the Rock Sock mood, so yeah, here we go. Thornley. Shouldn't be this hard.
line. The kitchen counter is a bad reminder of a better time. Ooh, when you're right, everything else in my life just might be wrong. You're wrong all the time. So far, so good, 'cause no one knows I'm thinking. I wish I
in the Maple Leaf style. Man, you know, while I've been up here, I feel a little bit, like, secluded. Did you know that Leslie Nielsen is dead? The great Canadian comedian?
Mike, surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Right.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we've got some Pearl Jam lined up here. They've been quite the pioneers for Canadians. They've been fighting for the little guy for a while.
Absolutely, yeah.
Took on Ticketmaster. Not that Canada's the little guy, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
In the music business, I suppose they definitely are. But yeah, no, they taking on Ticketmaster. And they've actually, they've got a world record. I don't know if you know that. They've released the most live albums ever, because every single concert they play, they release on their website. And so, yeah, as a result, they hold the record for most live albums. So I'm wearing my Pearl Jam shirt, as
he sure is.
All those listeners can clearly not see. But so we'll listen to a little Pearl Jam coming up.
All right, this is Animal, Pearl Jam.
Street.
rock.
Well, that's about it for us. Thanks for everyone that was listening and buzzing in. All you Christmas dinner revelers, thanks.
All of you who eluded the pub for long enough to, you know, listen to the radio for a few moments.
The Sofster.
And all of you North Americans, of course, who are tuned in right now.
Canadians and North, mostly Canadians.
Because Canadians always know when Canada's being praised. I hear that's true. They
just, we feel a tingling in the back of our necks.
I know it. I know it.
So, thanks for listening. It's been awesome. I had a great time. And, we got one last song. It's a thrasher for you.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank all of our guests, especially Adam Kesby, who's been in and out. And, you know,
quick shout out to the ego massage.
Yeah, the ego massage, Adam Kesby. What would we be without him? So anyway, and, you know, we've been doing our best to keep things rocking in here. So we're going to end it up with one final thrasher. Yeah, so
get your neck muscles all
that's right,
limbered up.
All right.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone